We now continue with lesson number 29 in our ongoing study of Mishnayos Meseches Menachos. And here we will continue in Perek Tes, the ninth Perek, Mishnah 7 and 8, Mishnah Zayin and Ches. Mishnah Zayin. As we learned yesterday in Mishnah Vov, Minchas Nesochim, accompanying Nesochim, apply to all Korbanos with certain exceptions. Our Mishnah is going to speak about another procedure, namely the procedure of smicha, by which the person bringing the korban puts his two hands on top of the neck of the animal and presses down. And this kind of identifies or connects, links the korban with its owner or donor. As we will see, certain korbanos require smicha, certain korbanos do not. And here we're learning about it in Mishnah Zayin. Kol korbanos hatzibur ein bohem smicha. Generally speaking, the korban tzibur, a korban brought by the community of Am Yisrael, does not require smicha, except chutz min hapor habo al kol hamitzvos. There's a special halacha of what's called a par he'elem dovor shel tzibur. If the Sanhedrin erroneously, in error, rules that to violate, that the Jewish people should violate a certain category of mitzvos, namely, those mitzvos for which, if you do them intentionally, those averos, which you do them intentionally, your chayav kores, if you do them bishogeg, unintentionally, your chayav korban chatos, and, for example, chometz. Suppose Sanhedrin rules that chametz is permissible to eat on Pesach, and the majority of the people listen and rely upon this ruling, and then the Sanhedrin says, what did we do? We made a mistake. So there is an obligation to bring a por lechatos. In our Mishnah, this is called par habo al kol hamitzvos. Generally, this is called by another name, par helem dover shel tzibur. In any case, when this korban is brought, it requires smicha. Who does the smicha for the tzibur? The Sanhedrin. As the Pasuk says, Vayikra, Perek Dalet, Pasuk, Tesvov, V'samchu ziknei ho'edo es yedeihem al rosh hapor. The ziknei ho'edo, the elders of the Sanhedrin, they perform the smicha. Three of them. The Mishnah in the beginning, near the beginning of Maseches Sanhedrin, says, Semichas Zekenim Bishlosha. Three representatives of Sanhedrin do the act of Smicha. So that's one exception. And also, a more well-known one, V'soir HaMishtaleach. On Yom Kippur, twin goats were brought. One was sent into the desert, La'azazel. So that soil HaMishtaleach required Smicha from the Kohen Gadol. As the Pasuk says in Parsha Sacharemos, V'somach Aharon eshtei yodov al rosh ha-soir. Aaron, the Kohen Gadol, placed his two hands upon the atop and the head of the soir of the goat. Rabbi Shimon adds a third exception to the rule, a third korban tzibur which requires smicho. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Av si'irei avodah zorah. If Beis Din erroneously rules that a certain type of worship of idols is permissible, and that tzibur, the community, sins following the erroneous, mistaken psak, the mistaken ruling of the Beis Din, and then we realize a mistake was made, they do not bring a por, if the mistake was with reference to an isur avodah zorah, a prohibition related to idolatry. They do not bring a cow, as in the case of Par Helem Dover Shel Tzibur discussed earlier, Ela Soir Lechatos, they bring a Korban Soir, a goat. So Rav Shimon says, just like the Par Helem Dover Shel Tzibur requires smicha, so too the Soir Shel Shigigas Avodah Zorah also requires smicha. But the halacha is not like Rabbi Shimon. But in any case, in general, Korban Tzibur does not require smicha, but there are exceptions. The Mishnah continues, Kol korbonos hayochid tu'unim smicha. The general rule is that if an individual person, a private person, brings a korbon, he performs the smicha. As the Pasuk says in Parshas Vayikra, V'somach yodo al rosh korbono. The Mishnah, however, says there are exceptions. There are karbonos yochid, which there is no semicha. Chutz min habechor, v'hamaaser, v'hapesach. Those three karbonos do not require smicha. The Gemara derives this from psukim. By the way, karbonos of ophos, of birds, of fowl, todim, b'nei yona, also do not require smicha. V'hayoresh somech. The person, the heir, H-E-I-R, who inherits his father's korban. So-and-so was makdish, dedicated a behema for a korban. And so-and-so died before he had a chance to actually bring his korban. So so-and-so's son inherits him and inherits the responsibility of bringing the korban and performs smicha. Not only does he perform smicha, but the son, the yoresh, assuming it's a son, it could be a brother, whatever, the yoresh brings also the minchas nesachim, the accompanying mincha or wine, which is supposed to go with that particular korban, umeimir. And the other thing is we learned already about the inyan of tumura. If the owner of a korban goes over to his korban, his animal already dedicated as an ola, and says, this is an exchange for that, so v'hoyahu smuraso yihye kodesh. Both animals become kodesh. That's only true with reference to the bailim of the korban, to the actual person who brought, who donated the korban. In this case, the yoresh, the heir, also can perform what's called tumura. So he is mevi nesachim umeimir. Proceeding now to Mishnah Ches, more about the laws of smicha. Hakol somchin, every private person who brings a korban which is obligated in smicha, as we've been learning most korbanos are, chutz mishedesh shotov v'katan, except for a deaf mute, an imbecile, and a minor, because they're considered not to have das, not to have the mental abilities necessary to be required to do the smicha. Suma, a blind person, is also exempt from doing the smicha. And the Gemara learns this from Psukim. Vinochri, a Gentile who can bring korbanos, however, he does not do the smicha when he brings a korban. The pasuk which speaks about this near the beginning of Parshas Vayikra begins Daber al Bnei Yisroel, and then it says V'somach Yado al Rosh Hahola. So the Gemara darshins Bnei Yisroel somchin, V'ein Hanochrim somchin, V'hoeved V'hasholiach. The pasuk says V'somach Yado, the donor of the korban must do the smicha, not the donor's slave, not the donor's agent. V'ho'isha, a woman who brings a korban, does not perform the smicha, again, because the pasuk says, B'nei Yisrael, and because the Gemara darshins, B'nei Yisrael somchin, ve'ein b'nos Yisrael somchos. U'smicha shiore mitzvah. The smicha, as important as it is not essential. It is merely the leftover of the mitzvah. In other words, failure to do smicha would not prevent the kapora, the forgiveness or atonement, which this korban brings about. The smicha is done al horosh, on the head of the animal, b'shte yodayim, with two hands, and the Mishnah continues, uvim kom shesomchin shochatim, in the place where the smicha is performed, the area of the Beis HaMikdash where the smicha is performed, that is where the shechita is done. So therefore, if the smicha was done outside the Azara, he must do it again. He must do it in the place where the shechita is done. V'tekef l'smicha shechita, immediately after the smicha comes the shechita. The Gemara explains that this phrase, take of the smicha shchita, is really there only to give you the reason why uvimkom shesomchin shochten. Because since the shchita is done immediately after the smicha, if the smicha was done outside the Azara, the shchita cannot be done there, and we require the shchita to be done immediately after the smicha, so you must do the smicha in the makom of the shchita. And therefore you do the smicha, the shchita, and the korban is on its way. And so we have completed lesson number 29 in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Menachos.